Okay.
Thanks, bud. So what's the deal?
Get going. You don't have time for breakfast.
Are you working or what?
Yeah, I'll be at the station all day, so you're going to have to teach a ride home. You got practice today?
After that, man, we're on double time.
Triple.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You think they take it down.
Oh, come on, bud. You lost a football game once yourself.
What? I don't remember.
I do.
I think you're lying.
Yeah.
You let I didn't even win to bleed your mouth.
Likewise. Later, bud.
See you, Jed. Such dear history.
Yeah, some of it.
Now, the great hunt would always begin with the army spread out in a semicircle, I would say about the size of Rhode Island. Then they would ride forward, driving everything before them. Beast, men, even bugs. Now, the ends would kind of close in to form a shrinking circle. And everything within that circle panicked to get out. So when the Mongols could see each other, they had worked themselves up into a pretty good frenzy. Now, when this killing started, it lasted for days, weeks, even months. And it went on until the young son of the Khan asked his father that the last creature alive.
Be allowed to go free. Well now, my friend. Well now.
Oh, check it out.
All right.
They look pretty cool, though, man.
I would say they were way off course. This is very unusual.
You can do something, Mr. Teasdale.
What's going on,
my
getting out of here.
Who are they, near as you can tell?
I heard some of them speaking Spanish, Mr. Morris.
Did you see any of them?
Oh, with me?
Thank you.
Who are they?
Come on, man. Just
relax. Robert. Oh, my God.
Robert.
Boys.
Come on.
Get in there and get sleeping bags and food. Right now. Come on. Hurry up, guys.
Let's
go, son. Take the dry stuff, but don't mess around with
the dehydration. Got
it, yeah.
Somebody get some lanterns.
38 special.
Grab some toilet paper.
Get that 12 gauge.
I ain't gonna use no leaves.
Hey, grab the toilet paper. Somebody carry a lot of that.
I'll get that light coming back. Grab some purification of that.
Start blowing up the
take a lot of batteries, boys. All the batteries they can carry.
Get a shotgun there.
Get those down jackets.
Matt, look!
Get out! Lay down!
Is it ours?
I love you, Dad. Tell Mom I love her.
Yeah.
I'll take care of him.
All right, come on, boys. Just get out of here. Come on. Dad, don't come back here. No matter what you see or hear, don't come back. I'll come and get you soon enough.
Open the glove compartment.
Yeah.
Load it.
It's already loaded.
Come here.
Want these also, Jeff?
Yeah, put them in the pocket.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to turn off quick.
Thing is, we got one problem. We don't have any water.
How about pissing in it?
That's a good idea. Get up here.
How do you go to work?
How old are you, kid?
15. And the name's Danny, not kid.
Well, when you grow up, you'll know these things, Danny. Now get up here and piss in the radiator.
Hemos perdido casi toda visión de noche y solo quedan algunos proyectiles ATM que disparan de noche.
Pongan sus mejores hombres en grupos de cazadores, armados con RPGs. Mantengan 100 metros entre cada grupo. Escarben trincheras y esperen hasta que ellos estén bien cerca. Tienen que saber de dónde les atacan. Luego combinen su grupo y... ¡hacia ellos!
¡Aquí, señor!
y quiero algunos antiaéreos aquí.
Estamos en esa faena.
Esto es un manicomio.
¿Vejaciste mi visit?
Da.
Да, идите в спортивния и рабочия викиде и принесите ми государствения фур 4473.
Жълто я ве, той картотеки,
ми и не е полноя описание о Русия.
But our families, huh? What about them? Huh?
Gotta stay up here tonight a while.
I just want to go home. I don't want to hide. If I hide, they'll never find me.
Check it out. Stopped a bullet that would have hit somebody.
I got these. Well, those will do us a lot of good. We've got no radio. I mean, how long do you think we can survive up here on olives and Rice Krispies?
What else are we going to do?
As Calumet's student body president, I forward the motion that we give ourselves up.
I second the motion. We can't stay here. We need stuff, and...
Sit down, Danny. You're not going anywhere. It's too dangerous to go into town.
I say we vote on it.
No.
This isn't the big game, Mr. Quarterback. He can go wherever he wants.
No.
He's such a goddamn jock.
Come on, guys, knock it off. You're gonna go so bad here, haul ass, take your shit. That goes for the rest of you. This is your chance, get walking.
It's World War III down there. People are being killed.
Those could be Russians.
Jed, what about your family? Huh?
I don't know. But I'm alive. And I'm staying here.
My family
would want me to stay alive. Your family would want you to stay alive. I mean, you think you're so smart, man. But you're just a bunch of scared kids.
What do you think you are?
Alone, I guess.
No, you're not. Hey, bud. What do you say? I'm with you.
All right. Now the rest of you get going. All right. But if you stay, you're going to do exactly what I say, okay? Huh?
Yeah.
So come on over here and get warm.
Daryl?
Too, man. Okay. Now, Matt and I have been coming up in these mountains with our dad all of our lives. We can hunt, we can fish, we can stay up here a long, long time. Okay?
How long, Jed?
Until we don't hear that no more.
Got him.
rifle, Billy. Eat
it's still green.
No, 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 no. Never shoot twice.
Why?
If you shoot twice, they can find you. He's dead anyway.
How do you know?
I used to read a lot about Jedediah Smith and Jim Bridger. And the Blackfeet, if you shot twice, would know right where you were. My dad named me after Jesse. This is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
You gotta drink if it's your first.
We did.
What's it taste like? It's not too bad. I mean, it's kind of salty, like a steak when you got a nosebleed, you know?
You gotta do it, Robert. It's the spirit of the deer.
When you drink it, you'll be a real hunter.
Bottoms up.
Go. Go ahead.
Go for it, buddy. All right.
Hey. You did it.
His blood is yours. You know, my dad said that once you do that, there's going to be something different about you. Always.
This isn't so bad. Isn't that bad? This isn't so bad.
It's the last of it for the olives.
You still got plenty of meat left.
Just stuff you shot.
So tell me, dork, where do those hamburgers come from?
Nobody shoots them.
We need food. We need to know.
Yeah. We do.
All right. We'll go into town.
Been here for 1,000 years.
Come on.
Hey, the stores are open. There's people everywhere. Oh. Maybe it's over.
Hey.
Those aren't our troops.
Now you can't tell from here, Chad. Jesus Christ.
What is that? I've never seen a tank like that before.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they're fat. That means something.
Let's stash our stuff. Leave it all here, okay?
Good idea.
That's the mayor's car. They got Daryl's dad's car.
Look at the size of that tank. Lewis, how you doing? Was he scared of us?
We've been hiding out.
Are you crazy? You gotta get out of here.
We will, but first we gotta find out what's going on.
You don't understand. They know who all of you are. They're looking for you.
Who?
The KGB.
The Russians?
And the Cubans.
Cubans. Look, have you seen my father? I called. There was no answer. I went by the station. It was empty.
Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you something I'm not supposed to talk about. Nobody is. But...
What?
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it. The drive-in. I heard they took a lot of people to... Jed! I pray for you.
America is a whorehouse where the revolutionary ideals of your forefathers are corrupted and sold and tallied by measures of human exploitation. You grow fat on the flesh of freedom fighters and want to take in the flesh of the oppressed peoples of the world. Now you must say, now you will say, for the name of this bird, the home of the man, of the men, born by the man, then you say, on your day,
hey. Yeah? Did you find my dad, Tom Eckert? I'm Jed.
Jed? Pat?
Mr. Boris?
Betty, I'll go find your dad. I know right where he is.
Hey. You know Morris Market? Out on the highway, can you see if Mr. Morris is in there, too?
I'll look around for him, too.
Daddy? Boy, that's ten. Boys? Daddy? Yes?
Daddy?
Don't talk, don't say anything. Let me look at you. Yeah, I knew I was right. I knew it. You're alive. I was tough on both of you. And I did things that made you hate me sometimes. But you understand now, don't you?
What happened, Dad? Why are you here? What'd they do?
Doesn't matter. One way or another, one reason or another, we're all gone. It's all gone. Remember when you used to go in the park and play? And I used to put you on the swings. And both of you were so damn little, God.
I remember all of this.
Well, I ain't gonna be around to pick you up when you fall now. Both of you gotta take care of each other now.
I'll never see you again, Dad.
Yes, you will. I don't want to hear that, Maddie.
What happened to Mom, Dad? Where is she?
Can't afford to be crying anymore now. I won't either one of you ever cry for me again. I'll never do it. Not as long as you live.
Where's my dad, Mr. Eckert?
I don't know, son. I don't know. Go get going now. Get out before they find you.
I love you.
I know you do, son. I love you too.
Now,
Boys! Avenge me! Avenge me!
Mr. Mason.
How are you doing? Good to see you.
How you doing, Mr. Mason?
Mr. Mason.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, we got a stop on here. This
techie's good. Wow, a house.
I want to find your chair.
Last house, 5 weeks.
You look it. Who you got out there with you?
We got Danny. We got Daryl.
Well, we all figured you boys had headed for F.A. by now.
What's F.A.?
Free America. That's a safe zone.
Where are we?
Hell, you boys is in occupied territory. You're 40 miles behind enemy lines. That's smack dab in the middle of World War III. What are you boys doing fooling around town, anyway?
We've been looking for news, Mr. Mason. We haven't even seen or talked to anybody since it all started.
Now, wait here just a
minute. I wish there was more. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. We really appreciate it.
Here, let's keep you boys warm. Use that to see where you're standing from now on.
Radio?
Oh, no,
we can't
take
this.
No,
we can't.
It's all right. I got another one. You boys listen. Don't go to Calumet no more.
How come?
Because there's been some attacks up there. People waking up with their throats cut. Where it has is, it's you.
That's weird.
No.
What happened to my dad and mom?
Your dad is dead, Robert. They shot him. Russians found some guns missing, so they shot him for aiding gorillas.
What do you mean, aiding gorillas? He never ate anybody. And we took the stuff.
We killed him.
They killed him, son. Made him an example. Now, you boys listen to me and let that burn in real good. I don't know where your mother is, Robert.
I ain't got nobody now.
You boys need food, a bed, you need anything, you come here. I got a couple of heirlooms I want to hide with you.
Hey, Jack, no.
Granddaughters. They spent 2 days sneaking here. Sons of bitches tried having their way with them. Tony, Erica, this is Matt and Jed Eckert. They're going to take care of you. And I don't want to know where they're going.
Hi, Grandpa.
Mason.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Mason.
Good luck. Here. There's a box of ammo for you, Granddaddy's pistol.
Thanks.
Good luck to you.
I'll take care of him.
Don't worry.
At Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn.
Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Things are different now.
Go tell the others.
Ой, какая красота!
Юра, что это писание?
Ты учился по-английски? Переводи.
Американская история. Это я еще знаю. Национальная место битвы Арафа. Здесь была великая крестьянская восстание диких индейцев 1928 года. Здесь была подавлена президентом Теодором Рузвельтом, который руководил федеральными войсками империалистов и ковбоями. Битва длилась сузимо, более 35 тысяч погибло. И это была величайшая битва американского Запада.
Молодец! Юрий, я снимаю твои фотографии, стой-ка. Африканский павильон.
И теперь ты. Пойди сюда, подруга.
Ну иди, дурачок, скорее.
Чего? Смотри, Юрий.
Смотри, что я нашел?
Что?
Стрела. Индейская стрела.
Я не знал, что индианцы сделали стрельным состав.
Конечно, дурак. Они исполнили от полровна до блеска.
Ой, какой ты философ.
Может быть, эти индейцы работали из пластика?
Идиот. Это кост. От полровна до блеска. Должны быть еще. Смотри.
Ой, стыдно.
Вот ты и стой!
Стой! У нее есть оружие!
Подожди!
Стой! Стой! Черт тебя возьмет! Стой!
Смотри, небо!
Стой!
Take up!
Стой! Боже, помоги! Юрий!
Грабим!
Боже, помоги!
Yeah, well, so was my dad.
What was it like?
It was good.
One thing is for sure now, no one can ever go home again. Never.
Why don't you make yourself useful?
You wash it! Doing your washing again. Me and her is as good as any of you.
So what's up your ass?
Shut up! Don't you ever say that again! Hear me? If you say that again, I'll kill you. Hear me?
So what did I do?
What you said was wrong.
De aquí en adelante, todas las tropas están prohibidas a viajar en grupos más pequeños que una escuadra fuera de las áreas aseguradas.
Sí, señor Vela.
Luego llama a Branchenko y dígale que tenemos la área 8 inefectiva también.
Inmediatamente, señor Vela.
Quiero algunos interrogatorios hechos. Empezando con el alcalde. Estoy harto de sus agudezas.
Considero lo hecho, señor Vela.
Daryl, he wouldn't hurt a fly. I know my son, Colonel. He's not the gorilla type.
According to records, Mayor, your son is a prominent student leader.
Ah, yes. Well, he's a leader, but not in a violent or physical way. No, you see, Daryl, he's more of a politician, like his father.
A member of an elite paramilitary organization. Eagle Scout.
But that's not military. Now, look, Colonel, if he's alive, he's scared, he's hungry, and he's just as anxious to avoid conflicts as you and me. He's not a troublemaker.
Then who is?
Well, let's just say it runs in some of the families.
Well, this community is indeed fortunate to have a shepherd like him.
Well, I just want to see this thing through, Colonel. Now, if you have any more problems, you call me night or day.
Thank you. We're finished. For now.
Thank you.
Apunten! Fuego! Apunten! Fuego! Apunten! Fuego!
Turn something else, okay? Listen. Listen. Don't cry. Don't you ever cry again. As long as you live. As long as you live, never do it. Do you hear me? Be different or something else. Let it turn to something else, maybe. Let it turn.
Что ты делаешь здесь?
Красиво!
Побить, юбичку! Вас не бяло!
Девочка! Куда ты идешь? Ты такая красавица! Подожди, девочка! Куда ты идешь? Что ты делал с тобой? Подъезда! Подъезда! Снайпер!
Salvador,
San Boy, Angolia y México.
¡Pero estos son míos!
Miss, maybe you speak at me for a minute too.
I'll be right back, okay?
You bring girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right here. Bye.
Es un Wolverine.
Es un animal pequeño, como un tejón, pero terriblemente feroz. También le llaman así al colectivo local de los escolares.
Bueno, bestias en eso. Eventualmente tendrás que matar a cada uno de ellos. Es lo mismo que es en Afganistán. No te harán nunca.
Pues mira, siempre estuve del lado de los insurrectos. No tengo experiencia en estos casos. Pero me parece necesario ganar el apoyo del pueblo. Como los contrarios nuestros en Vietnam decían. Ganar sus corazones y sus mentes.
Y perdieron, Ernesto.
Eso es verdad, general.
Las cosas están paradas en el frente, Ernesto. En este momento la moral es esencial. Mantenga a los hombres en los puntos seguros y ya verá cómo olvidarán a esos Wolverines.
¿Está bien?
Sí, 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 mira
eso. ¡Siga varil, tabaris! ¡Ah!
You American?
Red-blooded.
Yeah. What's the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Wrong, commies. Houston.
Please, darling. I'm cold. I've just seen too many movies.
Well, you hungry?
could eat, yeah.
What kind of plane you fly?
Well, I did fly an F-15. Yeah. I'm an Eagle driver.
Hey, take this. You got this? A dead Russian major.
Major, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it ought to fit on, Colonel.
You the honcho sport?
Who are you?
Andrew Tanner, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force.
How'd you get yourself shot down, Colonel?
It was 5-1. I got 4.
I'm Jed.
How you doing, Jed?
Good as can be.
West Coast. East Coast. Down here is Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80. Only they were crack airborne outfits. They took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selected nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah, that's right. Field traders came up illegal from Mexico. Cubans, mostly. They managed to infiltrate the SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc. I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here. And the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne. Across to Kansas. We held them at the Rockies and at the Mississippi. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions. Sent 3 whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska. Cut the pipeline, came across Canada to link up here in the middle, but we stopped their butt cold. Lines have pretty much stabilized now.
What about Europe?
I guess they figured twice in one century was enough. They're sitting this one out. All except England. They won't last very long. The Russians need to take us in one piece, and that's why they're here now. That's why they won't use nukes anymore, and we won't either, not on our own soil. Whole damn thing's pretty conventional now. Who knows, maybe next week will be swords.
What started it?
I don't know, 2 toughest kids on the block, I guess. Sooner or later, they're gonna fight.
That's simple.
Maybe somebody just forgot what it was like.
Well, who is on our side?
600 million screaming Chinamen.
Well, last I heard, there were 1 billion screaming Chinamen.
There were.
You got a family?
I don't know. They got caught behind the lines down in Texas. I like to think they're alive, but I hear stories about what they're doing to civilians.
Colonel, get up.
What?
We're taking off. We're going to go shoot up an armored column. Let's go. Early bird gets worm.
Bird gets a worm.
Oh,
bad for a bunch of kids, huh?
Your mama'd be real proud. You think you're tough, reading beans every day? There's 500,000 scarecrows in Denver would give anything one mouthful of what you got. They've been under siege for about 3 months. They live on rats and sawdust bread and sometimes on each other. At night, the fires for the dead light up the sky. It's medieval. All that hate's gonna burn you up, kid.
Keeps me warm. Colonel? Are we doing right? Made a new friend.
Yeah. She doesn't say much, does she?
No. Something happened to him.
Cuban bunker, Russian bunker, munitions dump, troop tents. Machine gun bunkers here, 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 and here.
Back here by the drive-in screen are your political prisoners.
All right, we'll cause a diversion over here. Cut holes in the wire here. Fire on all these machine gun positions. The B group comes across this area in a flanking maneuver, and when you reach this bunker, you lay down grazing fire in this defilade.
I think that's pretty simple. Anybody got any questions so far?
What's a flank?
A defilade?
Yeah, what's grazing fire?
Why don't you shoot
right at him?
What's that?
Step into the light.
Escúcheme, no se está acercando. Sígueme ahora. Wolverine.
все это сделали?
Повстанники.
Какие повстанцы? Это разбойники! Матало!
Каждый раз стреляю, революция растет. Я знаю, я был партизаном.
Теперь что вы такое?
Теперь я как вы? Милиционер.
All right, you little!
Come on, Brad. Yes! And he's down. Great play by Matt Hecker.
Oh, hey. All right.
Good luck, folks.
Right.
That's a pretty good catch.
All right, you cover Matt. Just play.
You okay?
Well, okay. Harder down on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, old man.
Come on. Oh, well, come down here. Oh.
How old's your wife?
Huh?
How old's your wife?
80.
What's she like?
Old like me.
I mean, what's she really like?
Feisty. Like you.
Where'd you meet her?
You really want to know this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
I met her in a closet at a party. Didn't stand it first, but once it took, I loved her so bad it hurt.
Still love her like that?
Are you queers playing or what?
No!
Fine.
Come on! Easy catch, Robert. All right, Matt, let's
Christ.
Go. I told you to do a pose pattern, man.
They brought their kids. Said they didn't have food enough to feed them through the winter. They want to give them to you, Jed.
This is enough, Mr. Mason. I don't want any more.
You're a leader now. They've heard of you on the other side. Maybe all the way to California. And there's some that say they're going to drop in some special forces in the spring to help you out.
Green Berets. Spring's a long time away. There's a lot of talk until then. It's ours. Guys are still there.
So this is the battlefield, huh?
It's real war, kid. It's here every day. Come with me, Jed. You can quit now.
Could you?
Oh, don't give me that crap. Wake up in the morning. Old.
Move it! Come on, move it, let's go!
He's looking for us!
Sure is.
Anybody, he'd never even be here.
Where are we gonna bury him?
There's nothing much left to bury.
These were good friends. Take them away from here. Someplace safe. Where this world never happened. And as we remember, please let them forget, O Lord. So they can be little again. Amen.
Get some sleep. It's getting late.
I'm okay.
It's kind of strange, isn't it? How the mountains pay us no attention at all. You laugh or you cry, the wind just keeps on blowing.
It was bound to happen sooner or later.
You're getting pretty lean on feelings, aren't you?
Can't afford them.
Even if that had been me, I was talking to the group, Jed. Doesn't look good. They're all talking about quitting. Seem like they lost stomach for it, except for Robert.
And you?
I'm your brother. Just make it count.
Religious device. Дело, которое я презираю больше всего в войне, это ипокризия. О, я слышал ипонизм, что мы победаем, что наш сектор изморения растет больше. Товарищи, это обман. И обман пахнет смертью и поражением. Войну вы побеждаете, только истребляет врагов. И знаете, что мы бьемся? Мы бьемся за солдатами. Это маленькие, очень дикие звери. Для них нам надо охотника. И знаете, я охотник. Теперь, с этого момента, не будет больше репрессалей против гражданских населения. Это была смешность. Это была слабость. Товарищи, если лиса украла ваши курицы, или вы убьете вашу свинью, потому что она видела лису, нет. Вам надо гонить лису. Найди, где она живет, и уничтожь ее. Ну, как вы можете делать это? Быть лиса.
bolt's open, it's jammed. Danny. Hey.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
So what if he does? You don't. We better get out of here.
Haben Glaze.
Shoot him! What is this thing?
What is it? Who's coming after us? Where are they?
Rub a butt on him.
Ah! Look at you! Got that for your mother!
I hear a chopper!
And I'm gonna blow your brains out. Go die, Yankee. Die.
Go to you, son.
Korsky, Stepan Yevgeniewicz, son.
No one gives a damn who you are!
They're gonna hurt him!
Ben!
Hey, look! This thing's got an arrow. It's pointing. It's
Where?
Where? Where? Right here.
Zero. Where is it? Where is it?
God damn it! Where's the bug?
They made me swallow it.
Daryl, what have you done?
I went into town.
Got caught. And we got caught! Why?
Because you said we couldn't.
You told them where we were, didn't you? You told them.
My father turned me in. Oh, God, they did things you can't imagine.
You son of a bitch!
You want blindfolds?
It's part of the Geneva Convention.
I never heard of it.
Dogface!
I show you how Sylvia dies.
I've seen it before, pal.
This isn't happening. This isn't happening. Jet, let him go!
Shut up, Danny!
He was one of us!
Shut up!
He told them where we were!
He did. Now get your rifles.
No!
What did you say?
I said no! We're not doing it!
Boy, say it to you, our friend. So I will not die alone.
What's the difference, Jed, huh?
I'll do it.
Shut up, Robert! Tell me, what's the difference between us and them?
Because we live here.
Don't shoot you.
of those you got left?
Four.
Ready?
Wait, don't stop.
What do you say? You hungry?
Yeah. Come, Tony.
Quiet.
Shit!
Oh,
no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
out, Jet. And don't let him get me. Because he'll make me talk. Where's your gun? I want you to do it.
Я думаю, что прелиминарный репорт мертвых врагов будет 12. Согласны, товарищ полковник?
12. Я видел только одного.
Но они из ее гнезда стоят мертвые.
Конечно, почему нет?
Что вы думаете?
Until the troops pull back into town. All right, you'll know when that happens. When they do, you can head off with the planes.
What about you?
I gotta stick around. And stir things up a little bit so we make it out.
We're going with you, Maddie.
No.
Yeah. We're going with you.
Listen to me. We are all that's left. Someone's gotta live. Somebody's gotta make it. Me and Jet, we're all used up.
I'm never gonna forget. As long as I live.
Matt, you're never gonna know who won.
Who will?
You know, we couldn't make it, Jet. We got a lot tougher than this before. We caused a diversion. Get out of here, head back to the mountains.
I love you, Maddie.
It's hard being brothers, isn't it?
Parece que hace mil años que fui un niño en el sol. ¿Cómo llegué a este lugar tan alto, tan desolado, donde no hay más que soledad? Tanto se ha perdido. Quiero ver tus ojos y olvidarme de todo. Me parece todo tan lejos. Una casa calurosa, donde mi sombra nunca cae. Tu pelo negro, largo, entre mis manos. Para mí ya no hay revolución. No más volver a ti. Voy a entregar mi resignación.
You lose. Zero!
You can rest now. Just hang on, man. Oh, man. It's okay, man. It's okay. Just hang on, man. Daddy will be here soon, man. Hang on, man. Come on, man. Daddy will be here soon. Come on. It's okay. Come on, man. Hold you as long as you can, man. Hold you as long as I can. You lean on me. Bro, I'm so tired. So
tired. Free now.
Free? I never saw the brothers again. In time, this war, like every other war, ended. But I never forgot. And I come to this place often. Though no one else does. In the early days of World War III, guerrillas, mostly children, placed the names of their lost upon this rock. They fought here alone and gave up their lives so that this nation shall not perish from the earth.